Well, first of all, when we started it, you know, it was very controversial. The Bishop of Killaloe then, Joe Rogers, who was a great friend of mine, he was so good at Irish, but he said the best thing that could be done about Merryman is to forget him. And then there was an organised opposition to it. We were the second run. Now, earlier on, there was another group who wanted to put up a stone to Merryman outside the graveyard in Fecal, and they were stopped. And De Valera was the chair of it, and he was always a bit upset about that. Even though he helped us to a great degree, he wouldn't open it, the school in Ennis, because he had already been disappointed with the reaction in Fecal. And of course, about Merryman, we must never forget, his earlier supporters was Patrick Pearce and Emma De Valera, and others. But they were, way back, when Dev was in jail, and he was right home to his wife and said how much he was enjoying Merryman's poetry. And he'd go to Van Eha and look forward to coming home and reciting all that to her. Pearce said it was the best thing in New Gaelic, and he was entirely enthusiastic. As against that, of course, there was a great opposition to it. There were two attempts at the Merryman School. The first one, when it didn't fail, they produced a version of the poem. The plaque wasn't allowed to be put up. Second one, we got the plaque through anyway. And we had great support from Paddy Hillary, De Valera's successor. And the openings were great. Donald Folio said it was the most impressive things he'd ever seen. With De Valera and all the Catholic and Protestant and Jewish characters and the laughter and the fun. So it was well organized. Everybody was involved. It's hard to remember them all. Sean Hogan in Pickle deserves special honor. He was aware of the threat to it. They said that if we started it, they were going to get us the plaque. Sean stood up all night with his double barrel gun and his Mercedes. He had played for Clare and he ploughed for Clare. He was a great hurler and a great ploughman, a horseman as well. He stayed up all night in case anybody would come. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, a young Englishman came along, and Sean thought that was the enemy. He went out and confronted him, and found he wasn't. He brought him home and had a marvellous breakfast. He stayed a couple of days in the house. So that was good about it. But I mustn't forget that people like Sean Hogan decided it was going to happen. And when I mentioned Bishop Rogers, Canon Hamilton, whom I was told I should talk to about it, said to me, if you don't do it, I'd go up and do it myself. Which is marvellous. Because he was a great GA man, a great community leader. Well, there are many funny things about the beginning of it. Nuala O'Fhuilán and Ní Gonal. They've written splendid articles. But anyway, the end result, and it was a help, it wasn't the end result. Somebody was going to eventually find the great value that is in Merryman's poetry. As me all the way used to say, thinking like that wasn't anywhere in Europe, except maybe in parts of Paris. He is now regarded as one of the great European poets of the 18th century. These articles of these two writers are there, and the American journals are well salute him. He's been sort of found again. But he was never lost in Clare. I remember at a fair in Steinman or somewhere, one man talking to another, and they were blaming some other neighbour for being ladronic, talking too much. He said, wouldn't you think he could tell the story shortly and not be making Coach of Annie out of it? That stuck in my mind. And the other thing, of course, Anthony O'Heaver, the reason why I know about him at all, what he wrote, because what he wrote has been varied and changed hundreds of ways. He did speak for something vital and something new. Still new. This school is great, the way it has developed. Now, I enjoy it more than ever now. I put so much work into it in the early days. So there's no longer any need for me to do that. The young people, the Irish language reason why so many people are supporting it now. They wrote in brilliant Irish. David Green used to say some of the words in Irish, many people don't understand. It was very unusual kind of Irish sometimes. But there we were in Berlin recently. We had a great school. We were celebrating the 100th anniversary of the translation of Goethe Vanni into German. Ludwig Stern, my God, the work he did. He never spoke a word of Irish, but he was coming to London often, and of course all the Irish resources were there in the museum, and the amount of work he put in was fantastic. He was a friend of Douglas Hyde's. He didn't quite go along with the rather strong sexual aspects that are in the poem, so the Germans said, we'd have to get somebody else to do that now. But he did an amount of work, so he produced the language in Irish, English and German. It's great. Dr. Griffin has done a fantastic job.
So Merryman has a future beyond the first 40 years then?
Oh, it has. It'll grow. The fact that now he's regarded as one of the great European poets of the 18th century, and rightly so. There's a new scholar in France that is now doing a French translation. There has been German, French, so many Irish and English ones. So it would go. And the atmosphere is right to bring people together. And there's no longer any controversy about it now. De Valera and Father Pierce were right. There's nobody arguing with anybody. He established things about ourselves that weren't talked about, that were put under the carpet. Like the editor who said, publish and be damned. Tell the truth and to hell with it. So it was a great kind of heroic thing to do in East Clare and Fecal. And again, to repeat me hollow, hey, at that time you couldn't get anything like it, except maybe in parts of Paris.